starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Jeff, Clem Wyatt, my grandson, his friend, Porky.
Pleased to know you, boys. Is that the colt you want, Broke?
That's the one.
What's he gonna do, Gramps?
Boys gentled him down. Wouldn't be much of a job to break him.
Studs ain't never easy.
Gramps, I want to break Domino myself.
What?
I said studs ain't never easy, especially if they turn up fireball. None of my business, but if that boy was mine, I'd never let him up on no ornery stud.
Domino's not ornery. He's real gentle.
Oh, sure, he's real gentle. Till he feels something on his back.
But Jeff's already been... If you don't think you can break him, mister...
It ain't a question of thinking, son. I've never seen a stud yet that didn't have a mean streak in him, some worse than others. Well, there's one way to find out. Kick her.
Call her, Jeff.
Domino wouldn't kick Lassie, you know that.
Call her.
Lassie, come here, girl.
Take my advice, Mr. Miller, and get rid of that colt. It's a real fireball if ever I see one.
Can't understand it. He always seemed gentle.
He is gentle.
Mind your manners, boy.
Oh, that's all right. You can't blame the boy for sticking up for his horse. Trouble is, son, you waited too long. That colt should have been broken 3 months ago. Now you'll never get up on him. I'm pulling out for Twin Oaks in the morning. If you like, I'll load the colt on the trailer and maybe I can make you a swap for a nice gentle mare. Could be one of them wranglers up at Simmons might hanker to bust a bone or two while breaking this one.
I don't want any old mare. I'm going to break Domino to settle and I'm going to race him.
Suit yourself.
Well, stop by in the morning before you shove off, huh?
All right. Bye, boy. Don't get near him now. He's all riled up.
Darling, maybe you did wait too long to break him.
I didn't. I know I didn't.
How do you know so all fired much about horses?
I've been reading about them.
Well, reading's one thing and doing is another. I told you that a dozen times.
Gramps doesn't mean that reading isn't important, but so are practical knowledge and experience.
But I know I can ride him.
Yeah, get thrown and break your neck. Wyatt's right. You need a filly or a mare.
He's not right. He's all wrong.
Well, now, don't raise your voice about it.
But I know he's wrong. I know it.
Where do you think you're going?
Now, look here,
calm
Ellen.
Calm down, calm down.
They won't be no living with him for long if he ain't hogtied.
Finish your supper.
I never saw a boy his age so high and mighty.
I'd rather he were high and mighty than low and frightened.
And I'll tell you one thing, I'm getting rid of that colt. I ain't going to be responsible for him breaking his neck.
It isn't necessary for you to raise your voice, either.
Wyatt offered to truck the colt up to Twin Oaks and try and swap him, and I'm going to let him.
Don't be hasty, Dad.
I ain't being hasty. Wyatt's been breaking horses all his life, and he knows what he's talking about.
You gave him the colt, remember?
Yes, and I'm taking away before he kills himself trying to ride him.
Don't worry, girl. We won't let him take Domino away, will we? Okay, girl. Until I come back for you. I'll sneak out after breakfast and bring you some oats and water, okay?
More coffee, dear?
No, thanks. Jeff, you know, I've been thinking. If I can get Wyatt to trade that colt for a saddle-broke mare, I think I'll let him do it. Well, ain't you got nothing to say?
No, sir.
It's quiet now.
Sweetheart, don't you think you'd be better off with a horse you can ride?
I can ride Domino.
Mr. Wyatt says
it. I don't care what he says. I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, now, Jeff, don't be obstinate.
I'm not being obstinate.
Jeff!
Mom, I gotta tell you. I took Domino out of the barn this morning and hid him in the woods.
Jeff!
He's coming. Running away from problems never solves them, son. Now you know that. And if Domino's going to be hard to break or dangerous to ride...
But he's not dangerous, Mom. You gotta believe me.
Jeff, come on out here.
Better go.
All right, I'll tell you. I rode Domino twice already.
You what?
I did. Once in the corral and once in the North Meadow. I even galloped. He's as gentle as can be.
Well, then why did he rear when Mr. Wyatt threw the blanket on him?
I don't know, but he never rears her bucks with me. Mom, never. Please don't let Gramps swap him.
You stay here. Good morning, Mr. Wyatt.
Well, good morning, Mom.
Where's Jeff?
He's inside.
The colt's missing from the barn.
I know. Mr. Wyatt, I'm sorry we took up so much of your time, but we've decided to keep the colt.
Who decided?
We'll discuss it later, Dad.
Now, look here, Ellen.
Please. So, if you'll just tell us how much we owe you.
You don't owe me nothing, Mom, but I think you're making a mistake.
Did Jeff take the colt out of the stall?
Yes.
Well, where'd he put it?
In the woods. I'll tell you about it later.
Well, I gotta mosey along. Been nice knowing you folks.
Nice meeting you too, Mr. Wyatt. And thanks again.
All right, Mom.
What's the meaning of this, Ellen?
Come on in the house.
Easy, boy, now. Take it easy.
Why in tarnation didn't you tell me this before?
I was afraid you'd get mad.
Now, look here, Jeff. There ain't nothing you can't tell me, ever.
I always thought so, Gramps. But when Mr. Wyatt said the domino was a fireball and that I couldn't ride him, I got all mixed up.
Why did he say that, Dad?
Why, it's as plain as the nose in your face. He figured he could get a good piece of horse flesh for a broken-down old mare.
What is it, girl?
He's heading for Twin Oaks. But then you never can tell. Yeah, all right, Clay. Clay's gonna try and head him off before he gets to the state road. Now don't you fret now. We'll get Domino back, even if you and I have to go and hunt that horse thief ourselves.
Lassie'll follow him. She won't let him get away.
That's right.
Outside of Calvert, and I'm heading up to Twin Oaks. Hey, listen, Buell. I just picked me up the prettiest little quarter horse stud you ever seen. I want to drop him off at your place for a while. Oh, I'll be by there in a couple hours, unless this old truck of mine breaks down. Yeah, I got a leaky radiator. I'll see you, Buell. Come on.
Drink too?
your name Wyatt?
That's right.
Where's the colt?
What colt?
The one you stole from the Millers.
Where'd you ever get that ringtail story?
Never mind where I got it. Where's the colt?
Well, now, he ain't in the trailer and he ain't in the back of the truck, so it's likely I got him in one of my pockets. You want to search me?
It's not funny, Wyatt. You were seen loading the colt in your trailer. Now, where is it?
Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know what you're talking about. I got to get moving.
Only one place you're moving. Back to the Miller farm. Now, get in the truck and turn around and I'll follow you.
I'm heading toward Twin Oaks.
You're heading back to Calverton to face a charge of grand theft.
Now, look!
I'm through looking, Wyatt. Get in the truck.
Nothing wrong with the boy's eyesight, Wyatt, and he ain't given to lying. If he says he saw you steal that colt, that's all I need.
That ain't all the law needs, Pop. I ain't got your colt, never had it. Boy's dreaming.
I am not. I saw Domino in your trailer. I even sent Lassie after you.
You want to arrest me, Constable? Go ahead. I've been around. I know all about false arrests. It'll cost you dear, all of you.
I don't care what it costs. Lock him up, Clay.
I don't think we can hold him, Mr. Miller.
You think Jeff's lying?
No, I don't, but...
Well, I'll take the responsibility. Lock him up.
Wait a minute, Dad. Mr. Wyatt, all we want to know is what happened to the colt.
Like I told the constable, ma'am, your guess is as good as mine.
I'm sure my son could not have been mistaken.
You're wasting your breath, Helen.
So am I, and time, too. Well, what'll it be, Constable? I got a long haul up to Twin Oaks.
You ain't going to Twin Oaks. You're going to jail.
You want to arrest me, Constable? Go ahead. Put the bracelets on me.
What are you waiting for, Clay?
We haven't enough to hold him, Mr. Miller. It might cause trouble.
But he stole Domino.
I know, Jeff. But we have no real evidence.
Make up your mind.
If I were 20 years younger...
Dad.
Get going, Wyatt.
Go on.
You ain't gonna let that horse thief get away as long as I have breath in my body.
Oh, Dad, please.
Far off, Jeff.
Lassie!
Get off me! Get off me! Help! Help!
Lassie!
Like you tore my throat off.
She might yet unless you talk.
I got nothing to say.
Let her go, Jeff.
No, no. I stole your colt.
All right, Wyatt, you're under arrest. And this time it isn't false.
Put a blanket on him tomorrow. On the weekend, maybe he'll take a saddle.
You're not mad, are you, Gramps?
Mad? What for? I got the smartest grandson and the smartest colt in the whole county.
Oh, poor Lassie. Nobody's giving her credit for being smart.
Domino is. He knows.